Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University, here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hi, my name is Devonya Pearson. I am a senior marketing student here at HBU. I'm also minoring in psychology. A little bit about me, I am originally from Dallas, Texas. I went to West Mesquite High School, graduated class of 2017. I did cheer and student council and everything like that. And so I, you know, went out to my college search. I initially was looking for a big school with lots of bells and whistles and things to do, but somehow God called me to HBU and we ended up here. I got an amazing scholarship. I got an amazing opportunity to come here, and I am so glad that I actually decided to do it. I got here my freshman year, and I initially, like my first semester, I joined the Honors College and I just decided to do everything. It didn't feel right. Something, whenever I got here, I was just like, I don't think this is the school for me. I didn't have very many roommates in my suite. I, you know, wasn't connected with anything. But my second semester of my freshman year, I decided I have to give this place a try before I decide to just dip out. And so I got connected with Young Life, and I got connected with a bunch of different organizations on campus. A couple of my friends worked in admissions, and some of my friends worked with the Student Programming Board. And so I just started volunteering my time, showing up to events and doing things and getting connected. And by my sophomore year of being here at HBU, I was having the time of my life. So I was able to be connected with Young Life. I got to do work week 2 years in a row. So we go up to Colorado and work on the field for their camps for the incoming high school students. And so I got to have that trip. I also got connected with the Student Programming Board with Monshare and student involvement. I am able to help in with the homecoming weeks that we have. We plan late night breakfast. We plan the spring flings and everything like that. We partner with the BAW. And so we plan all of those student events. And then my junior year, I was able to get connected with Res Life. And so I've been an RA for 2 years now. And I was also able to be promoted a little bit to a resident director to stand in because we were a little short staffed. So they promoted me to resident director as well as being a resident assistant. And so I've been doing that this past year and I love it so, so much. And then I also, during the little pandemic, whenever it started, I was able to be one of the summer RAs. So I was here over the break just working with Res Life and working with the students to help them move their stuff in and out, helping the people who were here and left over like the winter break. I was able to just be there with them and help them get through such a tough time. I've just been connected here and there over the on campus, and it's just been an amazing time. I've also been able to join the Student Government Association. I am now the VP of Records. And so with that, I'm able to listen to the students' concerns on campus, be the voice for them, and then, you know, help them get their voices to be heard. So we're working with campus safety, we're working with campus beautification, and we're just working to, you know, get our name out there and just make the campus a better, more involved place for all of our students and residents. And yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Devonya, you bring so much sunshine to HBU. We're just so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
You're just a remarkable young lady. You have a contagious spirit, and we're just very, very proud of you. So I mean, you majored in marketing, minored in psychology at HBU, and you've been in the Honors College. So tell us, I mean, like the here and now, what year are you in? What are you working on right now?
I graduated from the Honors College last year. So it's only a 3-year program. And so we went through the Greek mythology. We went through the Bible. We went through Shakespeare. We went through all of those different things. And it just being in my like fourth year, like graduated from the Honors College, I just look back on it. At the time, it was just a bunch of reading, but now I look back on it and it was a great opportunity for me to incorporate my faith into everything that I do. So, and everything that we learned, we had to tie it back to some type of religious theme or some type of faith theme. And now I'm just able to keep like God and my faith in the forefront and to be able to tie it to something that's like business related, because it forced us to think like that, to connect it to something that you wouldn't usually connect your faith to, but now you're able to make those connections. And so I'm very grateful for the Honors College.
You know, the Honors College is quite remarkable at HBU. And, you know, we say that, and sometimes I wonder if everybody really gets what is entailed saying that you're an alumni graduate of the Honors College. So can you just give an overview about the Honors College, the curriculum, what you read, and how it shaped your life?
Absolutely. So I think it's very different from what people think it is. It's not some elite, you know, class of people who are just, you know, top of their class or something like that. It's just about people who like to learn and who like to just, you know, educate themselves about things that they never knew. And so the premise of it is we just read a lot of classical text and, you know, traditional books that you hear about, but you may never actually read, like Shakespeare, you know, Thucydides and Greek mythology and random like texts that you've heard the tales of, but you haven't actually read them. And so it's just a really cool program that kind of takes your core classes and your core curriculum and ties them into this classical knowledge that it's not necessarily like modern. You get to go back in time to look at the original texts and see what the original lesson was from those texts and then take that and then use it in your everyday curriculum. So I think it's a pretty cool experience. It's very different from anything I've ever done before, to be honest.
It really teaches you how to critically think, doesn't it? And it helps you apply that to all of life, huh?
Yeah, it is. We have like discussions and things like that. So you take these texts, you read them on your own time, and then you come to class and you just literally discuss for 2 hours. Like the professor will come in with a question and then you just take it and run with it. You know, you can answer the question, you can propose your own question. You just keep, you know, snowballing and snowballing until you guys have an understanding of what you're reading, or you're just more confused about what you're reading. But either way, you are just learning and you're just continuing your growth with those texts. And I think it's just a unique experience for sure.
Now, what does HBU mean to you personally?
HBU means community. I think the one thing that I had to learn my freshman year was that you have to get connected and you have to reach out. It's not going to come to you. You have to go to it. And so HBU just taught me to understand yourself and find yourself in other people. And so you have to know what you're looking for and then go out and actually find it on the campus. So you have to find your club, find your passions, and find what works for you to feel comfortable in your environment.
It's really cool. Now, I know there's students and prospective parents that are watching and they're wondering, why should I choose HBU for my son or daughter, or as a student, why should I go to HBU? What would your answer be?
Yeah, I think HBU is a very, very unique experience. A lot of the students and like my friends that I've had, people come to HBU because they have an idea of faith, but they don't really know what it means to be faithful or to have that as something that carries them through life. And so I think coming to HBU is a great idea if you want to find a campus and find a community who will challenge you in your faith and otherwise and encourage you to grow for yourself. They will challenge you to be completely yourself and then become a better version of yourself, whether that be through your faith, through your major, whatever that may be in your community, socially. It will just challenge you to be the best version of yourself so you can give back to your community.
That's really cool. You have worked at the Summer Go Leader and to the Chat Team League. Can you explain what both of those are?
Yeah, so I got connected with Chat. I think it was either my freshman or sophomore year. And basically, we are the people who you probably heard harassing you over the phone about putting in your application and putting in your application fees and putting in your essays and getting your transcripts and all that. We were those people connecting with the prospective students and just like answering their questions, being there for them, reminding them to turn in their stuff so they can actually apply to HBU. And then once they get connected with us and once they are admitted, we are reminding them, here's what you can do, here are your resources, here's what it's like at HBU and all that stuff. So I love the Chat Team. It's a great opportunity to share my experience as a student with the upcoming students. And I thought it was just so much fun. It's just a great pillar of the admissions office to be able to connect with the people who might actually be coming here.
That's cool. Now, faith in Christ is central at HBU. We use that confessional statement, Jesus is Lord. What is that meant, having a university experience where you're growing spiritually simultaneously?
It's been crazy having that experience. I never thought it was something that I needed, to be honest, but I'm so glad it's what I have experienced here at HBU. I grew up in a Christian household, so I like went to church every Sunday and we went to the Easter service and all that, but it was never something that I like, you know, put first in my mind, just because it was just always there. It was never something that I was like passionate about. But coming to HBU, it forced me to understand what it meant for me to be a Christian and what I wanted other people to see in me as a Christian. And so I love having those things like interlaced, having my faith and my education interlaced, because it allows me to take business, like I'm a marketing student. So it allows me to think about how do I market this? How do I do this, that, and the third, and still exhibit like faithfulness and still be a good Christian and show that in the work that I do. I don't think I would have ever thought to that those things could interlace, because you know business is traditionally a little cutthroat, but now that I'm at HBU, I'm able to think logistically and I'm able to tie those things together, and I just love that HBU, I don't want to say it forced me to do it, but it encourages you to think about how those things can work together in your career, and I love that.
Yeah, it's beautiful. We've been talking to Devon Pearson, who's majored in marketing and minored in psychology at HBU, graduate of our Honors College. What an example she is. I look at you, Devon, and I think you're exactly what the world needs. And praise God for you.
Thank you.
We're really, really thrilled about the gifts that God's given you and how you're using them for the kingdom and for your fellow students. You can learn more about HBU at hbu.edu/admissions or go to 281-649-3211. We do have people standing by that'll answer any question you have about what it means to be a student. How do I get financial aid? Lots of questions. We have lots of answers. Our graduate school is hbu.edu/grad, G-R-A-D, or 281-649-3269. And remember, you can be a student at HBU and live anywhere, hbuonline.com or 1-855-428-1960. You know, Devon, I just want to thank you so much for sharing with us today. We really look forward to watching you. We know you're going to do great things in your life, and we're going to be very proud of you, and we're going to be rooting you on. So thank you for being with us today, okay?
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day. Make sure to visit us at hbu.edu/podcasts.